You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. This week we're off to Vienna to hear about a new music school for women. And while the city is known for its rich history in opera and classical, this school is about the art of DJing and manipulating sound. Turntablista was founded by Russian artist and DJ Masha Debelka, with the aim of supporting and nourishing women DJs. The school gives its students an opportunity as well to play their music live on air through a collaboration with a local independent radio station. Monocle's Alexei Korolev in Vienna went along to meet Masha.
First of all, this school is for women, and it's kind of the first school for women in all Austria. And I think for me it was natural and very organic decision that I opened my school, because first of all, I want to share my experience, I want to inspire people, and I want to deliver the feeling that DJing is a real craft.
Maria Lenikova, aka Masha Debelka, has been a DJ for 17 years. She began spinning in a home city of Novosibirsk in Russia before moving to Vienna in 2008. Here she continued DJing and making electronic music while looking for an opportunity to pass on her knowledge and know-how to others. That opportunity finally presented itself earlier this year.
I won the competition from Departure. It's a Vienna business agency.
The branch of the Vienna government that helps startups and businesses.
Exactly. It was a small competition. Of course, I got some budget, but it was not a huge budget. But they did an amazing promotional campaign for the school. So this school, Turntablista, was presented in terms of Vienna Biennale during 5 or 6 months in MAC, the Museum of Applied Arts in Vienna, and I gave several workshops within this campaign. And then I won this competition in May, and I opened school in September. And actually, people started to write me right away. I have around 80 contacts on my list.
I meet Masha in her classroom in Vienna's 5th district. It's a small room in a local school full of turntables and speakers and stacks of LPs.
Did you have to dig into your own savings to get this off the ground?
Yes, of course.
Your own money?
Yes, also. But I work as a freelancer, so I can put part of my income to the school still, and which is okay. But this kind of school doesn't require big investment, so I just need to pay the rent for my room in the creative cluster Margareten, and I got equipment from the price budget, and that's it.
And do you think that this might turn into a full-time job?
I mean, it is a full-time job for me now.
But you're also doing something on the side.
Of course, of course. I do sound design and I play DJ sets.
Sarah Binder is one of the school's first graduates.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I am a DJ in Vienna. At Turntablista, first of all, I learned a lot about the equipment the DJ uses, about how to check that your setup is right and that everything works the way it should work before you start to play. And then what I mainly learned was how to beat match LPs.
Have you ever felt any prejudice for being a female DJ?
Not so much right now, actually, because there are so many other women and girls who started to DJ in Vienna. I think it's a big difference, actually, to many other cities. It's not that common everywhere that there are so many female DJs. It doesn't surprise me that this is successful as a project, because I feel like right now there is the time where far more women are getting the feeling that it's possible for them as well to DJ, which wasn't like this even 10 years ago. Another point, I think, is that at least it used to be somehow easier for boys to buy technical stuff, or like to give themselves the right to get something really expensive and to just try it out. I cannot remember any girl in my surroundings that felt like the right to do it. And so it's also, I think, another point why it's very successful and lots of people want to do it, because girls normally don't have the equipment at home.
So let's imagine that this is the first class in a series, and Sarah is a new student. What's the first thing that you're going to show her?
The first thing is to find the kick drum on the vinyl. The platter is moving, it's rotating. We have to find the first sound. So where's the kick drum? Here's the first drum. For example, imagine that you have another record running and you have to release this record parallel to that, to another one, and keep the beat like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so first I find the kick. There's no kick. This one is really fast, but I think we can make it. Yeah, that's it.
Wow. It is magic.
Yeah. But, it takes me a few seconds, but it took me 17 years before I managed to mix without headphones.
Yeah. So, is this a business to you, or is this, you know, some sort of spiritual mission?
I think it's both. I think one doesn't exclude other. And I'm not for this theory that all artists should be hungry or all businessmen have no soul, you know? Like, I think we live in a capitalistic society and we have to know as an artist, as teachers, we have to know how to learn to live in this society. Of course, I think that all modern businessmen, they have to have social responsibility for what they do. Our generation and in our time, we all have to have a certain social responsibility. And I think having a private school is a great business. It has money inside, it has soul inside, and it has a great potential, and it's for good purpose.
Monocle's Alexei Koryalov talking there to Masha Debelka, a Russian-born DJ running the first all-female DJ school in Austria. My thanks to Alexei for this interview. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.